As we continue with the May 31st, 1954 message, we hear that Our Lady actually gives a description of the event of the dogma itself. She brings us to Rome and describes how it's going to unveil. So much does she seek to encourage us to do our part, to pray, to petition, to support the Holy Father for this dogma. And then she brings in a whole new profundity of the importance of this dogma in terms of the descent of the Holy Spirit, in ways very similar to what Pope Benedict XVI is saying to us right now, to pray for a new descent of the Holy Spirit, a new Pentecost for the Church today. Hello and welcome to Marycast. This is Dr. Mark Miravalli, Professor of Theology and Mariology at the Franciscan University of Steubenville. And we are continuing with our series entitled The Lady of All Nations and the Fifth Marian Dogma. Once again, we have the tremendous blessing of Our Lady directing the movement for the dogma herself, calling us by way of explanation that this is a truth already firmly established in the doctrine of the Church, calling us for an action today to make this a reality, that she would be crowned with this dogma by our Holy Father, and then giving us some of the incredible and even historic fruits of what will happen once she is solemnly defined as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. I want to pick up with Our Lady's messages, particularly this May 31st message, in her description of what happens when the Pope indeed proclaims this dogma. And I read from this May 31st message. All of a sudden, it is as if I was standing with the Lady over the dome of a big church, and as we enter, I hear the Lady say, "I am taking you inside this. Tell others what I let you see and hear." We are now in a very big church. And of course, this is Ida, the visionary, commenting on what she's receiving from Our Lady. We are in a very big church in St. Peter's. I see lots of cardinals and bishops. The Pope enters. He is being carried in a kind of chair. People applaud. The choir begins to sing. Now the Holy Father is announcing something while holding up two fingers. Then, all at once, the Lady is standing on the globe again and says with a smile, quote, "In this way, my child, I have let you see what is the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. This day will in due time be the coronation day of His Mother, the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary." Here the Lady pauses, gazes into the distance. After a while, she says, "The Lady remained with her apostles until the Spirit came." In the same way, the Lady will come to her apostles and all the nations in order to bring them the Holy Spirit anew, because the Holy Spirit of truth must always be invoked before great decisions. My friends, this is just packed with theological meaning and contemporary importance. First of all, Our Lady describes the event. You know, when this happens, when the Holy Father comes in, when the cardinals are surrounding him and the bishops, when the choir is singing, and this proclamation is made from St. Peter's in Rome. That's her coronation day. It's a beautiful thing that in God's providence, she can say, this will happen on this day, that as I am already crowned in heaven as the Queen of angels and saints, as the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, so too, one day, I will be crowned on earth in that same way. And then she speaks about this descent of the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we want to reinvent the wheel, but typically God uses a formula that works. The first time that God wanted to send the Holy Spirit down upon the earth, what happened? Jesus dies. He ascends. He sends the Holy Spirit. Mary's at Pentecost. Mary is praying in that upper room. You know how sometimes if you're in a crowded room, if you hear your spouse speaking on the other side of the room, even if it's a noisy crowd, you hear the voice of your husband or you hear the voice of your wife. You're accustomed to that tone, to the words of love in which that you're married and you have that experience. So in the same way, everyone's praying in that upper room, but the Spirit hears the voice of His human spouse. That's Mary. Remember, it's the Holy Spirit and Mary that come together to bring Jesus the first time at the Annunciation. So again, it's the Holy Spirit and Mary that come together to prepare for our Lord's second coming and His final coming. So at Pentecost, as John Paul II tells us, Mary is particularly involved in invoking the descent of the Holy Spirit. Once the Spirit comes and Mary is mother of the early church, then and only then can she be assumed gloriously into heaven, body and soul. My friends, that's what's happening again. The Second Vatican Council, Blessed John the 23rd, said, we need a new Pentecost. We need a new descent of the Holy Spirit. John Paul II calls us to a new era, a new springtime of the church. Pope Benedict, three times in the year 2008, has called for prayer for a new Pentecost. He did it at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, calling the church in the United States, pray for a new Pentecost. He did it at World Youth Day, asking the children, the youth there, pray for a new Pentecost, for a new age of the Holy Spirit. So this is the theme of John Paul II of past and Benedict XVI of present right now. And so what's Our Lady saying here? You want a new Pentecost? You need the Lady. You need the Mother. If you acknowledge Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, then she will be able to pray for the descent of the Holy Spirit that we all need to prevent degeneration, disaster, and war. This is not something we need to read from a book of prophecy. This is something we can read on our front pages of our newspapers. We're inundated by degeneration, moral breakdown, natural disaster in an unprecedented degree, and war. Terrorism outside, war outside, and terrorism in the womb. Every time any child in the womb is under threat, that's terrorism. And that's what we're facing today. So the Lady is saying, I will stay until the Spirit comes anew. I will give this special time of graces through my messages, calling you to have the pronouncement of this dogma. And then, really beautifully, in terms of a biblical concept, Our Lady goes on to say, and these are the words of Ida, describing Our Lady's actions, again, the Lady waits a while and then says in a low voice, my prophecy, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, will be fulfilled more than ever before once the dogma has been proclaimed. The Holy Father knows his time. He will prepare it and accomplish it before he will be taken up to dwell with us. On that day, all nations will call me blessed. I have come on this day so that they, and she points around her, may bear witness that the Lady of all nations has really and truly come. So our honor, our privilege is that you and I can do a small part in fulfilling Scripture, in fulfilling the prophecy of Our Lady that all generations will call me blessed. One small part of that is in praying and petitioning the Holy Father for this fifth Marian dogma. I would be honored to tell my children's children that I sent my petition in that Our Lady would be crowned, that I was praying my prayer of the Lady of all nations every day that Our Lady will be crowned, so that when it takes place, we can say that by God's grace, we partook in this small portion of history. Our Lady concludes this message. Now the Lady looks in front of her for a moment before she resumes. From now on, all nations will call me blessed. The Lady of all nations desires unity in the Holy Spirit of truth. The world is encompassed by a false spirit, Satan. When the dogma, the last dogma in Marian history, has been proclaimed, the Lady of all nations will give peace, true peace, to the world. The nations, however, must say my prayer in union with the Church. They must know that the Lady of all nations has come as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. So be it. My friends, all of us desire true peace. Let's do our part in bringing it to fruition for our world. We pray the prayer, we petition the Holy Father for the dogma, and we can expect the promise of heaven for true peace to come. This is Mark Miravalli for MaryCast. Thanks for being with us. God bless.